Hi there, Ian. Ian, my name is Paul.
Hi.
I'm the area manager. Hi, how's your day going?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. You know, Tara wanted me to get on the line here. Of course, she would want me to kind of answer any questions that you have, get you the details of how the service works. And then, because the business is kind of new, she does want me to apply a new in business rate. You certainly do qualify for reduced pricing. She says you're kind of working with your dad, doing some of the excavation work, but you're also able to take on your own jobs. And I think that's fantastic. She did attach an Angie lead. She found that, same phone number. Are you using that service? I mean, are you getting jobs out of it?
Today was really my first day. I got a lead. I heard it last week, and I got one lead today. Doesn't necessarily mean I got a job, but
I found some
work from it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good way to get your name out there. Obviously, that's the whole point of it, right, is to let people know that you are in the area, that you do provide excavation services. This is going to help you to do that. It won't conflict at all with Angie. They're completely different things. With this, you're just going to get direct phone calls. And we'll build a website for you because we want to give the people who see you on the first page of Google the reasons to call you. Of course, that website's going to talk about your company, your services, include your service area. We can do specific zip codes that we target for you. And, of course, we can put before and after photos on there, too, so let people know that you do, you know, the quality of work that they're looking for. Now, the best part about our service is it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, no contract, with the calls coming to you. I know that sometimes, or at least people have told me, when they have something like Angie or Thumbtack or Networks, Craftjack, when they've got a lead service where they might not be the only one getting that lead, you know, they have to try to chase down the same potential customer that their competitors are chasing down, and sometimes that means it's going to be hit or miss. You can't always get the job when someone else is trying to call that same person. With this, though, you just get called.
Yeah, exactly how it is.
Well, you'll love this because people will call you. You probably do use Google yourself. You're probably familiar with the search result that comes up when you do something like a keyword search. You look for restaurant near me or whatever, you get a result. In this case, of course, your potential customers are typing in grading, resloping, site preparation, excavation contractor, dirt work, whatever they type in. I mean, as long as it's related to the services that you provide and as long as it's in your service area, your business will be one of those top options. Never the only company that people would see, and of course not everyone will decide to call you. But I actually think that's okay. In fact, I think that's a good thing, Ian. The calls that come to you will be from someone who looked at your website first. They said, this is my guy, I hope he answers the phone, right? By the time they start dialing your number, it really is because they're hoping that you're available, hoping that your price is fair. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Like I said, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. You do travel maybe an hour, hour and a half or so, at least for the right job. I think the Platinum package would be perfect for you. It's a robust package that includes both search engine optimization and social media. There would actually be paid Facebook ads included. Everything's included at a flat rate. That's one thing that a lot of my clients love because a lead-based service depends on how many leads you get, how much each lead costs. With this, it's always the same, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. Big jobs or small, residential, or even commercial jobs. It bills once a month for the exact same amount. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profit. There's no taxes or fees or anything like that. Because you are a younger company, I'm applying the new business rate, and that is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It actually does save you a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service every single month. So it's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's just designed to make it affordable for younger companies because we know that our clients keep the service long term. And certainly your success would be our success. In this case, for the Platinum package, you save exactly $300 a month. It brings your rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month and still worth every penny with the calls that you'd get, but you would just be looking at $299. And that $299, Ian, like I said, would be the exact amount. So, you know, it would be on a month-to-month basis, completely at will. Our job, of course, is to get your phone ringing. Now, the website's going to be included. And that means we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Being that it's month to month, we know that website's going to ensure that steady stream of phone calls, and we definitely want you to see success right from the very beginning. You'll have a dedicated client dashboard and 24/7 access to it. Now, would you want to make updates to your website on your own, like add new photos or anything like that?
Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, how long do I have to do this? Is this like something, I literally just did the Angie's List last week.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know if I would want to spend more money right away.
I hear you.
Advertising or like getting stuff out there. Like if I were to, you know, get my LLC together and all that stuff first. I mean, do I even have to have an LLC to do this?
You don't. You do not. As long as you have a phone that rings and you would answer it. I mean, you know, as long as you can provide the work that would be listed on your website, then you could be a first page option on the first page of Google. Now, of course, the companies that are on that first page, it's got nothing to do with how big the company is or how long it's been in business or even the quality of the work. The businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors, of course, they get more phone calls. They are on that first page because they've got the right content online. So when someone does a keyword search, Google determines who to put on the first page by indexing in an instant the content that relates to that search. So you'll have a Yelp listing, like I said. You'll have a Facebook page, Apple Maps, all of the content that Google wants to see, like the website that we'll build, will talk about your company, your services, your service area. A lot of our clients, like you, do like to make changes to their website. They add a new photo, they put in a senior discount or a holiday special or something like that. Whether you make changes to your website or whether we make all the changes ourselves, there's never any additional cost for that, okay? Everything's included. Like I said, we try to keep things simple for you. It is a position that we are actively filling. Tara's a very proficient mapping coordinator. She is working on this particular listing. It's her job to help me find the right company to work with. So again, very different than Angie's, you know, where you get the same lead your competitors might get. With this, because we're Google partners, strict Google guidelines mean that we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. As a Google partner, our service area encompasses all of the United States and Canada and every industry that you can think of. So we certainly don't need to and wouldn't want to put our clients in competition with each other. It does mean that you'll get more phone calls, more jobs, you're more likely to keep the service long-term, which is our main goal. Now, I know that you're saying that you don't want to come out of pocket, and I completely understand that. Brand new company, you kind of want to watch your pennies. We know that your advertising dollars are not like growing on a tree in the backyard, right? In fact, that's why the new business rate is the lowest rate that we typically would offer to the public. I'd be inclined here, because I've spoken with so many business owners that have tried lead-based services. I know that it's hit or miss. It can be frustrating when you call someone and they tell you to stop calling them because they've already spoken with one of your competitors, and then you have to come out of pocket for that. I would like to do everything that I can do here to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work, use your tracking system, see how well that website's made, and of course you'll know exactly how well the service is working. But the only thing I've got in my system that is lower than a new in business rate is officially coded as a friends and family rate. I wouldn't tell my boss that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school. I don't think I would need to. I would be honest with him. I would just tell him that you're a young company, that you're trying Angie's. He knows that's an expensive service. And like I said, I've been with the company myself for over 11 years. Usually when I make a request like this, I can get it approved. The friends and family rate does two things. First of all, it waives your initial setup fee. There would normally be a setup fee that attaches to the first month. It, of course, helps us to offset the cost of all the content that we have to create in the very beginning. And of course, we'll still continue to update and optimize and, you know, continue to run and manage those Facebook ads. But you know, like I said, if I can get that friends and family rate approved, make it affordable enough, I know you're going to keep the service. The friends and family rate waives that initial setup fee and drops it down to $249, so even less than the $299. If my supervisor approves that, then $249 would be the rate that starts and the rate that stays. Even if you keep the service for a long time, you would stay at $249. Like I said, it would still be month to month, but at $249 especially, we have to get your phone ringing even in that first month and earn your business for a few months just for it to make sense for us. If I can get my supervisor to approve that friends and family rate, drop it down to $249, waive that setup fee, keep the website and the Facebook ads.
And this comes with, yeah, so it comes with Facebook ads, all that.
Correct.
I have to provide pictures and stuff, obviously.
Well, it's more helpful. It's more helpful. I mean, you know, a lot of times people like to look at photos, especially for your work, you know, for the work that you do, before and after photos kind of show the quality of the work. If you don't have a lot of photos now, that's okay. We understand. I mean, it's a young company. We can always start with stock photos. That's fine. And then replace them as we send you new jobs. Just take more photos. Just turn your phone on its side. You know, that landscape mode renders wider than tall photos that look quite nice on a website, even that website being on a phone most of the time. Your website's going to be mobile optimized, conversion driven, Google compliant, and of course, you know, whether they're on a smartphone or a computer, it's going to kind of stack on itself to accommodate the size of the screen. So that's everything that Google wants to see and what modern day consumers are used to. That website's going to be included. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of that site is included. And absolutely, the Facebook ads are included too. Now, the original package at $599 comes with $100 of Facebook ads. And I am still waiting to hear back from my supervisor for the $249 friends and family rate, but it would still include the $100 of Facebook ads. I mean, we still would be providing what amounts to about 400 clicks every month, because Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So that $100 equates to about 400 clicks every month from someone that would be in your service area. Now, whether they call you or not, you know, that's a different story. Whether they hire you after they call you is a different story. But if you're getting 400 clicks from people on their Facebook page, in addition to all the people that would see you on Google and Bing when they're looking directly, and the Facebook ads will also target someone who's done that type of search. If they've already searched for your services on Google or Bing, the Facebook ads will retarget that exact same client as long as they're in your service area. And then, of course, even if they've never done a search, your ads will still be part of their live stream. They can click on it if they want to. If they don't, it costs nothing. If they click on it, like I said, 20 or 22 cents coming out of that $100 of ad budget. It's our job to make sure that that lasts the entire month. And, of course, if there's any left over, it rolls over into the next month. But at least that way, you've got your bases covered. Most people go online when they don't know who to call, whether they're on Google, Bing, or Facebook. They could even find you on Yelp or Apple Maps. I mean, that's going to give you the opportunity to take on the job. As you grow your company, you know, those phone calls are going to be in place. The website's going to be in place. Even if it just ends up you, whether you get that LLC or not, whether you stay a sole owner proprietor, I mean, this is going to allow you that steady stream of phone calls. What I think it would do, and secretly my goal that I'm sharing with you now, my goal would be to get your phone ringing enough that you don't have to pay for leads, that you can turn those leads off. A lot of my clients that have experience and success with a lead service, whether it is the one that you've got or like Thumbtack or anything else, most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners, Ian, prefer direct phone calls. And once we get your phone ringing, you might just scale back on paying for leads altogether.
All right. Yeah, I would definitely do that, I guess, sure.
Let me just, you know, get a little bit of information here while I'm waiting for my supervisor to follow up with me regarding that friends and family rate. The business itself is technically service-based, meaning that you only go to the customer, right? There's not a physical address, brick-and-mortar, showroom, or location that you need your customers to know about, right?
No, not yet.
That's okay. It may never change. Most service-based businesses are kind of run out of the truck, you know, kind of run from home. And Google expects it to be that way. They would not list a street address because they don't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. I did, though, see a physical address on the Angie's, the 5622 Dunbar Avenue. Is that your residence?
Yeah, that's my resident. They have it on Angie's list.
It is on Angie's, yes. Now, Google will not ever do that because Google doesn't want anyone to drive out to your home. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and then certainly anywhere in your service area, that 1.5 or 1 hour radius. We will target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you most want to be found. We'll do what's called a client interview, and it sounds exactly like it is. We'll have our technician ask you about, you know, mission statement, motto, slogan. You know, we can come up with that information together or down the road. You don't have to have all of it right now. We understand it's a young company. Now, one thing I would tell you, if I haven't already, is you get calls. Calls come directly to you. Everyone will have the click-to-call feature, and it will be your phone number. Is this the number that you want your customers to call, the 440-661-1447, the one you want on your website?
Yeah.
Is it a smartphone? Yep. A smartphone,
yeah,
too, right? Okay. Now, like I was saying, most of the time you just get direct phone calls, but if someone fills out the contact form on your website, you get an email and a text message, so you know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or using that contact form to tell you where they're located, what they want to have done. You still are looking at a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will repopulate right in your tracking and your reporting system. This is one other thing that I think you're not going to like, and I was just about to ask you about, you know, your hours of operation. And the Angie's has you closed 7 days a week. That can't be right.
No.
What are you, like, Monday to Friday, Monday to Saturday?
I'm actually really upset with the whole Angie's list thing right now. They told me, you know, if I spent the $750 or whatever to get a bunch of leads and all this and that.
Yeah,
and
like $1,000 worth of leads.
I can't even set up the I can't even set up my app. Like, they still haven't gave me a welcome call to set up an app, and I'm already getting leads and stuff. So I had to figure out how to do all that by myself this morning.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. Like, business owners, you know, they say, you know, they call the lead as soon as they get it. The person doesn't answer. Some people have said, you know, they've gotten yelled at for calling somebody, and then you're still expected to pay for that or call Angie's and tell them what happened. So, you know, it's a lot of work to get work, you know, and, you know, obviously when you're paying for a lead that goes to a couple of your competitors, you know, it's going to be hit or miss, and sometimes it misses more than it hits. But I think you'll like answering your phone and having it be someone who says, hey, you know, I saw on your website that you do, you know, site preparation or whatever it might be, right? You're just going to get those phone calls, and I think you're going to like it a lot. Now, are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday? When would you want people to find you and call you?
It could be 7 days a week right now.
7 days a week. Would that be like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
It could be 7 to 7 right
seven
now.
7 to 7?
Yeah, I think just all this stuff's editable, right? In the
yeah, of course. Oh, I'm
just
trying to give my client interview technician a little bit of a head start because he's going to want to have this information. But, yeah, anything and everything can be changed. Your hours of operation can be changed. The forms of payment you accept can be changed. Yeah, even if it's the business name. Oh, my goodness. Even if it's the business name or the phone number, all of that can be updated at any time. And, of course, there's never any additional cost for us to do that. Oh, hang on 1 second. I just got a chime. I hope it is my supervisor. It is. Let me pull it up. It says, Paul, for this very young company, especially one that is trying Angie's, I'd be more than happy to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $249 with a website included and the Facebook ads. It says, I'm looking forward to helping this company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time you offered a friends and family rate. I mean, I guess that's kind of funny, and it's definitely true. I try to not go below, like, our new in business rate, because that is already, you know, not going to cover our cost in the first month if we're doing a website and the Facebook ads, which we would be in this case.
And you guys, like, are through Google, correct?
Let me send you the link, okay? Because we are not Google. If anyone calls you and tells you that they are Google for something like this, they would be telling stories. Google does make these phone calls for businesses that have at least 100 locations or more. But anything less than that falls under the responsibility of the Google Partnership Program. We are a Google partner, and I'm sending you the link to our pricing page. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and the link that I just sent out to you is to the pricing page, localsplash.com/SEO-packages. If you can, please do put me on speakerphone even and open that up. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I see that. I have my headset on right now. So
gotcha. Perfect.
I'm currently operating a machine right now doing a job.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, I appreciate the time you're taking to take this call. I think you're going to be happy that you are. Yeah, absolutely. Especially, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, especially as a new business, you know, the last thing you have time to do is chase down a bunch of leads, or you have to call your lead service and tell them, look, the guy didn't even answer the phone and you're charging me for the lead. Like I said, this is going to be a lot easier for you.
Like, this guy's telling me, I'm driving, Painesville is probably like 30 minutes. It's a 30-minute drive to this house that I have to go to tomorrow to look at this job.
Gotcha.
And he already said he had five other people call him about it.
I bet. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I think most of the people, I mean, it's Angie Leads, or you know, it's still, you know, affiliated with Home Advisor, Angie's List. They're all tied together now. And I think a lot of people remember the ads for Home Advisor. It's always, you know, always free to use. You determine what contractors call you. I think most homeowners use that service because they know they'll get multiple bids, and they're usually looking for the cheapest guy. And, you know, there's almost always, you know, somebody willing to lowball everybody else, and that does mean that you're spending time, money, and gas to go out there to talk to somebody, and you don't end up getting the job. So I think you're going to love this. Like I said, you'll be able to track your success. You can monitor your reviews. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms, because again, we're creating all the content Google wants to see, but wherever those reviews originate, they repopulate on your tracking system. Okay, of course you can print out invoices for tax purposes, and advertising is a tax write-off.
Yeah, and even if it, you know, doesn't per se work out for me on being there, like I'm not getting a lot of calls or it's not worth the money to me, it doesn't work out, it's totally canceled. I can cancel at any time.
That is correct. Like I said, it is absolutely month to month, no contract.
Yep.
So you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. If it works too well, if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if you wanted to pause the service seasonally, you can do that too. But as long as you're using the service, it is that flat rate. In this case, it's going to be $249. Now, on the link that I sent out to you below that blue tinted photo, it says Google Ads Partner, and there's a badge there. It's actually our badge of authenticity, the box that says Google Partner. That's not copy and pasted off the internet. It's not a dead link. If you click on it, it takes you to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner, and that makes all the difference in the world. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. Even before they make changes to their PAC algorithm, they let us know what those changes would be. A lot of the times they just want us to add another directory, or even sometimes take down certain directories. But whatever those changes are, we know ahead of time. So you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. Where it says SEO packages, again, we are talking about the Platinum package, which is perfect for you. If you were to tell me, hey, I've got five crews, we go 100 plus miles, we might be talking about the Platinum Premier package or the Ideal package. But for you, you know, that hour and a half travel radius, mostly doing the work on your own, that Platinum package is perfect. It still has the Facebook or Meta ads and the original $100 of it. The landing page was upgraded to the custom website or the optimized My site that we include with the other packages. And instead of $599, my supervisor is approving $249 as a month-to-month rate with no setup fee, and it's a fixed rate. So even if you keep the service for years, even if you are what anyone would say, well, that's an established company. He's in business for 10 years. If you're still using our service, you'd be looking at $249. Your price would never go up, even if we raise our prices. And like you said, it is month to month. You can stop at any time.
All right, perfect. Like, I'll go ahead and do it then, for sure.
Let me make sure your last name is the same as the business name, right?
Yep, Brobst. B-R-O-B-S-T.
And it's Brobst Excavating. No Inc. Company or LLC after that, and that's perfectly fine.
No.
Even if you were an LLC, I recommend leaving Inc. Co.'s and LLC's off of the branding of the business. So right now it's going to be Brobst Excavating on your website, and we did see the number that we're speaking on now is the best number for your customers to call. And what is a good email address? So this would be for us to use to contact you regarding your account and also attach to the contact form. It could be a personal email, that's fine, in which case we just wouldn't list it physically on the website, but it would still be attached to the contact form. When someone fills that out, you'll get those emails. And of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email things out to you. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
Brobst Ian, so it's brobst22@gmail.com.
So your last name, 22@gmail.com, right?
Yeah, Brobst Ian, so it would be I.
Oh, Ian. I was wondering. I did hear something there before the 22. So it's IAN, right? So
yep.
Last name, first name, 22@gmail.com. Definitely a personal email, which is totally fine. It just will not show physically on your website. And then, of course,
I'll make a different email eventually for all that.
Yeah, just let us know. You can either call us, text us, email us. You can reach a live client. A live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. I'll give you the phone number and, of course, our email address as well. Now, the next steps here, a couple of things. I do need to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not have to be in front of a computer. As long as you can carry on a conversation, you can even be working. But it takes about a half an hour. Again, it's designed to help us get all the information that we need to accurately brand your business and build out that website. The other thing that I'm required to do, and I'll get you off the phone real quick here, is to read what's called a voice verification. Because we're Google partners, it's required. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we are including the Facebook ad, that we are including the website at no cost. And then, of course, with my supervisor's approval, it would be the official friends and family rate of $249. Now, that voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question, but it is pretty much straightforward. And then before I do that voice verification, how did you want to take care of that?
How did I want to take care of?
The first payment of $249, MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover. What's going to work best for you, sir?
Probably MasterCard.
Okay. And is it your name on that card?
It's Capital One.
Okay. And is it your name first and last?
Yeah, that is my name.
Any middle initial?
Yeah, my name first and last.
Okay, perfect.
Let me look at the card really quick.
No problem.
It is Ian J. Brooks.
Oh, the middle initial of J. J, okay.
Yeah.
You said it was a MasterCard. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards, too?
Yep, 5. You want me to give you the number now?
Sure. I'll repeat it back at the end.
5-1-5-6-7-6-7-9-6-5-4-5-8-2-0-6.
And the expiration month and year?
12/27.
12/20/27. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
307.
307. So I've got 307 on the back, December or 12/27 for the expiration date. And then, Ian, was the card itself 51/56, 76/79, 65/45, 82/06?
Yep, that's it.
And that bill's at the home address, the 5622 Dunbar, 44004?
Yep.
Okay. So about a minute or so after I do the voice verification, you'll get the confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation. If you've got a pen handy or you want to type it in your phone, I can give you that information now.
Yeah. Hold on, let me get my notes out, my phone real quick.
That's exactly what I do. Sometimes it lives there. Sometimes I'll actually eventually make a contact out of it.
Yep. All right. So what was it?
So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Ian, it's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. And again, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email.
I'm a little slow at typing the numbers. I have
877-635-6225. So it's 877-635. Mm-hmm.
635-6225. 6225.
Mm-hmm. And option one, or extension one.
637-635-6225.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And extension one for client support.
Yep.
Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7, okay? You will get it by way of email. You'll have a welcome email that has our client support information as well as your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, that email gets sent out about a minute after I get through the voice verification. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, okay? So everything that we're about to go over will be provided for you in writing. Now, like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but feel free to stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Ian, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Brokes Excavating.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Ian, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Ian Joseph Brokes, owner.
Okay. And then, Ian, as the owner of Brokes Excavating, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that MasterCard in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yeah.
Of course. And then, Mr. Brobst, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Ian, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yep.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is, well, first of all the content that we'll be creating for your company, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Brooks, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, I can keep with this since I paid that much money on Angela, so I can keep trying to do that and make my money
absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You've already paid for it. You've got kind of like a piggy bank worth of leads, and you'll start getting those leads coming your way. There is no conflict with Angie's. In fact, if it works out well enough that you decide to keep it, you can do that. It does not conflict at all with being on that first page. Let me put it this way. The reason that we ask, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create the website for you, and we will make sure on our end that there is no physical street address appearing for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Okay?
Now, yeah, so any updations, any updates that I need?
Correct.
You know, I change if I do get a business or something, you know, I can just call you guys and you guys get that business.
If you change the phone number, if you want to change the email, any of that information,
yeah.
if it starts out somewhere else, we want to be aware of it right away because we want all of your business information to be accurate and current and, of course, consistent because consistency is the key. The search engine algorithm is an artificial intelligence. It's very advanced, but it's still does not think the way a person would think. So if it's got a different phone number for your business here, it might wonder, is that even still the same business? So we don't want that conflict to be there. So like I said, if anything comes along that you're aware of, just give us the heads up. We do that NAPW audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if you know about something before we do, just let us know, and we'll take care of it. Okay? Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and then with my supervisor on top of that, allowing me to do the friends and family rate, which waives your setup fee and drops it to $249. Of course, it's month to month. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 15th of October, in the very reduced, officially friends and family rate of just $249.00. Ian, that $249 is a fixed flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and that social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Like I said, you'll have access to a website editor tool. You can make those changes to your website on your own if you like, or just let us know and we'll make those changes for you. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 15th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Ian, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Bropes, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in about a minute here, you'll receive that confirmation email along with that initial invoice email. And there is a link on that invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything that we just went over in the voice verification. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. I'll get you off the phone real quick here, but I do need to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about half an hour. It starts at the beginning or very close to the beginning of the hour. Get you off the phone about a half an hour after that.
All right.
Now, I can get you in this afternoon at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 6 o'clock. Do any of those times work for you to receive a half-hour phone call?
6 o'clock works best.
Six should be done,
hopefully by then. Yep.
Okay. So we will schedule it from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Like I said, it's a one-hour window, but the call takes about half that time. It should get to you right at or within a couple of minutes of 6 o'clock. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will actually be on that call as well, just to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have. I may be on another call already, but I will definitely try to keep my phone open. Things get a little busy at the end of the day, though. Either way, they're going to call you. They'll take really good care of you. At 5 o'clock, you'll receive a automated email. Our system will remind you that the call is scheduled at 6 o'clock. And in about a minute or so here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email inbox. That invite is just more for your records. You don't have to respond to it at all. Some people do, and it's fine if you do. It's just going to say local / CIENG. That stands for client interview conducted in English. Oh, one last thing I wanted to do here, just a little bit of extra protection for you on your account, just another layer of security, a simple question and answer. So if anyone calls us and tells us they're with Bropes Excavating, even if it's you, Ian, and we recognize your voice, we may sometimes ask you to verify the answer to the question. And this is even more important, especially like a week from now when your website is active. Of course, when your online presence is increasing, we want customers to call you. But if you do get calls from someone claiming to be Google, or even if they say they're local / first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information right away, then it's not us. Don't talk to them. Just politely leave that phone call. And especially if anyone ever calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing or something like that, again, that would never be us. The voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you, and it clearly does state it bills for exactly $249 once a month on the 15th, and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Nala for my first pet's name.
Okay, and is that N-A-L-L-A?
Yep, N-A-L-A, N-A-L-A.
One L, okay, got to type that in twice. But you're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I just now did. Hold on a minute.
Okay, perfect.
I got it a couple seconds ago.
And let me make sure. You've gotten a few of them. In fact, our system sends emails out every couple of minutes. So sometimes they get separated out, sometimes they don't. But you've got already the welcome email too. That has your login credentials. Once your tracking system is active, you can log in. But the one that I wanted you to see right now is the one that says local / initial invoice. If you see that, click on it. It's going to say something like, thank you for choosing local / your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here. Click on the blue click here. That's hyperlinked. It goes to the local splash terms of experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you. Again, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but feel free to scroll through that. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. We're doing the website. We're doing the Facebook ads. You'll see the line that goes across it. It populates your mobile number right below it and a couple of boxes. We want you to click both of them, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer and the information is accurate. So click on that box too. You'll see the longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would click and either type in or copy and paste your name. It needs to be an exact match. So if you copy and paste, be careful not to copy a space before or after your name. And if you're typing it in, the I, J, and B are all capitalized. No period after the middle initial. Our system does not like punctuation in that field. So just the J with the space before it and after it. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. That does a few things, Ian. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we waived your setup fee, that we're including the website, the Facebook ads, etc. It will also allow us to make sure that you are PIN verified by Google and recognized as an active business, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So you'll know you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. You do not need to log in right now. If you try to log in now, you're just going to get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. But your username and your password are in the welcome email along with our client support information. Your username is fixed, meaning it's in our system the same way you cannot change it. We have, though, made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It's your phone number with the area code included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, parentheses, nothing like that. Your username is 440-661-1447. Your default password is big reviews, BIGREVIEWS, all lowercase, no space. You can change your password at any time, and especially once you access your tracking system, you can change that password. Other than that, you don't have to worry about that now. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, it's just coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be accessing for your tracking system, and our automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system now. It also thinks that your tracking system is already active, but it's not quite anyway. We have to do your client interview first this afternoon at 6, and then, of course, we'll get your tracking system up and going. The other one that you've got is action needed, photos or pictures needed for Google verification. You can look at that when you've got time. You don't have to send any of that right now, but if you can, as soon as you can, send us any of those photos. It doesn't have to be everything, but the process of getting PIN verified is a little more comprehensive than it used to be. It's by design. Google wants to make sure that if you're on the first page, that you're an active business, a real actual business in the local area, that you'll answer your phone, that you can provide those services. So any pictures of tools or equipment, a photo of your work vehicle, any photo of a business card, if you have one. Of course, there's no physical workplace, so you know obviously Google's fine with where you park your work vehicle when you're not using it for work. I mean, obviously, you've got equipment and things like that. Google will know that you're an active business. So there's a link.
So pictures of, like, different pieces of equipment that I have access to. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Material, anything like that.
All of that, any of that, any picture of a business card. If the business is licensed and insured, you can take a photo of that. It doesn't have to be, like I said, this gets sent out to everybody, and you know, it's just kind of a general email. In a lot of places, you don't even have to be licensed or insured to operate. But like I said, any of that information that you can send our way will help us to kind of satisfy Google and expedite the process of getting you on that first page. Other than that, Ian, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you at 6. I did just send out that client interview invitation. It's got your username and your password, or not your password. It's got your username and your phone number on there. In this case, they're pretty much the same thing. Any emails to the support email, please do include your phone number or your username. That helps us access the information and forward it out to the right department. I'm sure that our technician will give you photos at Local Splash, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. You can always email the photos team directly, but in all honesty, anything and everything can be sent to that general support email, and we'll just forward it to the right department and take care of it from there. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Actually, looking forward to helping you grow your young company and looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time. Do want to thank you also for your kindness and your patience in taking the phone call.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Did you have any other questions for me at this point, though?
Nope. I think any other questions I'll have, I'll just save for later.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You can ask me if I'm on that call, or our client interview technician will be able to address those as well. Are you taking anything besides cash and check, or is it just cash check? Do you take credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash Apps, anything like that?
I have Apple Pay,
okay.
Cash App, I have all that. I can do billing through my dad as well.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So since he already has a company, like if I get a job or something, usually I just do the quotes and stuff underneath his company.
Okay.
And then that way I'm insured, even though I'm with my own jobs and stuff, I'm insured while doing them.
Gotcha.
So if somebody, I got a bigger job for us like a year ago, and we just did the billing for the company, and then he just gave me a portion of that.
Gotcha.
Job
and that's Brope's Landscaping, right?
Yeah.
Your dad's company? Okay, perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll put that in the notes as well. All right. I think you're going to love it. We're really excited here, and I hope that I'm part of that phone call when our technician calls you at 6 o'clock.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
All right, Ian. You take care. We'll talk to you soon. You enjoy the day.
All right. Have a good one. You as well.
You too. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.